Whenever our Lord, like in today's gospel, seems to be kind of drilling in to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, what he's always really attacking is something that can happen to the human heart. There's ways that we as human beings can start to have hardened hearts. And essentially, that is what our Lord always hits, especially if he sees someone who is in a place of leadership, especially spiritual leadership, like the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they have developed a hardness of heart towards those that they've been called to lead to God. Our Lord is quite vigorous in his comments and in his ways of attacking that hardness of heart. And essentially, it's almost like if you think of something that is brittle or that has a wall, if it gets hit enough times, it shatters, right? So part of the reason why our Lord is using the types of words he does when he is addressing the Pharisees and Sadducees and their hardness of heart, he's hoping to take down those things that have caused their hearts to be hardened so that they once again can have hearts that are like our Lord would desire human hearts to be. So know that that's our Lord's strategy. And it's really good for us every once in a while to kind of ask ourselves, how has my heart become hardened? And it can happen for a whole variety of reasons, but it's kind of a good self-examination of conscience every once in a while to just kind of ask oneself, especially in personal reflection, but also asking our Lord as well, Lord, reveal any ways that my heart has become hardened. Maybe that my heart has become hardened towards you, God, or that my heart has become hardened towards a family member, towards a loved one. We can have those ways as well. And after we've been honest with ourselves in that place of a hardness of heart, we then have a choice. We can keep going along in that place of a hardness of heart, or we can ask our Lord to transform and to soften our heart in that place. And that's the choice that each of us have. Sometimes we can be like the Jewish leadership who remained in that hardness of heart, and sometimes we can have a conversion of heart and allow the Lord to soften that place. It's our choice to stay in that place of hardness of heart or to ask our Lord to soften our heart.